7:55 this morning, we did a segment on Dez Bryant, and is this the time to overpay or not? Well, we understand that listening to that segment was none other than the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones, and he wanted to chime in on this very topic, so we say good morning to Jerry. This is a pleasant surprise. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey.
We're doing fine. How's your off season going?
Yeah, it's going good. Going good.
So are you going to overpay for Dez?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
You need him.
I'm prepared to overpay for Dez. That's correct.
Well, I you know what? I'm the one that's in agreement with that, so I think you're doing the right thing. I think he's that important and that valuable.
What is old chili dog sucker over there disagreeing with you?
No, I don't disagree. I just I think that you have a different view of his worth than Dez does. So I don't know.
Well, I think you're a dumbass, and I think we're going to sign Dez. We're going to give him a big old deal, and I don't mind overpaying for him because I've overpaid for a lot of things. It's worked out all right.
Like what?
Well, a lot of people thought I overpaid for the Cowboys, $180 million.
Yeah.
Now they're valued at like over $12 billion.
Yeah, that was a good investment.
That's a little high, but you're looking good.
Who overpaid now, bitches?
Yeah, you want that one.
AT&T Stadium. I paid, I think I kicked in about $500 million for that pyramid, and we went over budget, and that was mainly because all that junkyard art that Gene made me put in there. But I think Sky Mirror alone cost me $4 million.
Oh, man.
But you know what? That one turned out all right, because that turned out to be a portal to Satan's right ear.
Wow.
So
Sky Mirror?
Yeah, so I've been using that at night in secret ceremonies where I'm like wearing a goat's head and Larry Lacewell's dress as a fertile woman.
Love to see that picture.
So $500 million on that stadium. Uh-huh. But I'm hoping that thing appreciates a little bit in the time that I own it. I put that on a 30-year fixed.
Oh, man.
Of course, it's non-conforming, so I couldn't get the rate I wanted.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and bought down a point. No origination, though. Didn't pay for any origination. That's good.
I wonder what that monthly payment is.
I don't know. I have it on credit card.
Oh.
Wow, really?
Ever tell you my credit card story?
Yes. Yes.
I almost got cut up at a strip club one time.
Yeah, I think it was Love Field, but yes.
Well, yeah, that was the name of the strip club. It was Love Field.
Love Field.
Yeah. It was LUV. But, let's see, what else I overpaid for? Oh, I know. I overpaid for Jerry Jr.'s birth.
Oh my gosh. Come on.
Yeah, it cost me $4.50 to a drunk country doctor, and that's about $5 too much.
Hey, it's your son carrying on your name.
He ain't no son of mine.
Well, come on, Jerry.
I bet you if you got a medicine doctor in there, he'd test Jerry Jr. and he'd test positive for pool boy DNA.
Oh, gosh.
What do you think of that?
I think that's terrible.
Yeah, I think it was terrible, too, my delivery on it, but that little restroom stripper episode cost me $10 million.
Whoa.
That's yeah, seven of that went to Gene, so.
Wow, really?
And yeah, that Dion deal you mentioned.
Yeah.
That was overpaid. Now, I know we got a Super Bowl victory out of it, but half the time he's limping around with something he was calling surf toe or something.
Turf toe.
Well, that sounds just as stupid as surf toe to me. But but yeah, I think I prayed for the Dion deal. And if I had known then that any part of my $50 million was going to pay for a bunch of stolen laptops at Prime Prep, I'd pull the plug right then.
Bit of a leap there, but
stolen? What the heck?
Let's see, what else I pay weird? Oh, I paid $1 million for one night with Demi Moore one time in Vegas.
That was a movie.
Paid $1 million for one night with Amanda Knox.
Whoa, okay. Okay, I'm interested in that, actually.
I'm not.
Got Darlie Routier for about 100.
Oh, my gosh.
You have a thing for criminals?
Yeah, but I was to do the top four things, let's say, of things we were paid for.
Uh-huh.
It would be Rowdy, Campo, Chan, and Wade. That's counting down to one.
The top four things.
That's right. So we're going to have Dez Bryant back. Everybody look forward to it. All good right. morning to you.
Happy day. All right, we'll see you. That's the fake Jerry.